But this desire to improve the world in small but important ways lived on, and Joe has since become well known for campaigning for what some would call pointless matters, but which he actually thinks are very important. And what do you know, Dad? Why shouldn't I send a knob of butter to every top man store in the UK? You can't stop me. He is known as a comic, The Guardian, young, Time Out, relaxed, The Times, messy, his mother, not famous enough to abandon my date, someone on Twitter, not funny, annoying face and voice, someone commenting on the Lad Bible. He has appeared on BBC Radio 4 on Just a Minute and Loose Ends, and is the host of the panel show It's Not What You Know. His television credits include Live at the Apollo, 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown, Sunday Night at the Palladium, and Would I Lie to You? And he's served ice creams at the Palace Theatre Manchester and Alexandra Theatre Birmingham. He'd like you to know that the spoon is in the fucking lid. Have another look. No, not under the lid, in the lid. Look, yes, it's there. I told you. Don't take that tone with me. Just because I'm on minimum wage doesn't mean I'm an idiot. He leaves behind a mother, father and sister. He's not dead, but he often leaves them in coffee shops, despite promising to give them a lift home. He's Not Dead is accurate on publication. He may well be dead by the time you've heard this, and would like you to know that the afterlife is a nightmare beyond any human comprehension. Joke 1. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but get in the van. In the words of Helen Lysip, my mother, the first sentence of your first book is the most important sentence you will ever write in your entire life. Introduction. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of good fortune must be in want of a parking fine. Life is hard. We're a bombarded generation. There's Twitter, Instagram, taxes, newspapers, adverts for balding, the Panama Papers, watches that read your pulse, terrorism, gluten-free bread. There's such an onslaught to the senses these days, it's a marvel any of us managed to get out of bed. God, I love bed. Whilst we're overwhelmed and confused by this miasmic cloud of information, there are those who seek to take advantage. There are parking fines, hate tweets, email scams, and Christmas newsletters from old school friends about their ugly kids. And just as we get around to doing something about it, we're distracted again. Sandra from head office has emailed to ask why we've started using Kenco Millicano when it's three times as expensive as Aldi, own brand instant coffee, and no one can taste the difference. Well, Sandra, it's mainly because when I drink the Aldi stuff, I get the shits. Also, get a life, Sandra. I, Joe Lycett, star of stage and screen, am here to help using my main weapon, mischief. During my short life of doing largely nothing, I've discovered some unusual solutions to many of life's common problems. Other self-help books by people like Alain de Botton or Eckhart Tolle may give you tips like encourage dialogue with your partner by asking them regularly what you can do to improve, or connect to your inner spirit by wearing a hemp jacket and listening to Simply Red. I will not be imparting such profound wisdom, nor will I be giving tips like put tack on the side of your desk to hold your laptop cables, or use a clothes peg to secure your coffee and keep it fresh. We don't need to keep the coffee fresh, Sander. It's Aldi coffee. It never tasted fresh in the first place. If you're looking for enlightenment or kitchen advice, may I suggest you look elsewhere. Also, get a life, Sandra. No, I understand that life's problems are complicated, and the solutions need to be nuanced. As such, in these pages, I will impart to you advice that is out of the box. By that, I mean I'm sitting in a cardboard box giving you this advice. For example, here are some of my tried and tested life hacks. Number 538. Melt 4 Kit Kat Chunkies together with a warm knife for a fun way to forget you're crippled by loneliness. Number 639. Try Dry January. Every time your mouth feels a little dry, fill it with gin. Number 205. Spice things up in the bedroom by covering your genitals in cayenne pepper. Number 926. Save paying to see 50 Shades of Grey at the cinema by logging onto a computer and searching for pornography. Number 284. Recreate Glastonbury Festival at home by draining your iPhone battery and pissing yourself in the garden. Number 285. Recreate Reading and Leeds festivals at home by draining your iPhone battery and shitting yourself in the garden. Number 286. Recreate Latitude Festival at home by draining your iPhone battery and having awkward, underwhelming sex with a girl called Annabelle from West London in the garden. Number 294. Add energy to a dinner party by saying, "What do we think about Brexit?" before opening a shoebox filled with wasps. Let me assure you, I